U.S. orders Anthropic to block foreign access to top models. Compliance teams at every frontier lab are already modeling the knock-on effects of restricted access. OpenAI must decide whether to mirror the blocks or absorb the lost international traffic that currently accounts for nearly a third of its API volume. European research groups will start spinning up US-based proxies, pushing average query costs up 15% while introducing new data residency headaches. The split in model access hardens faster than any export rule intended. Salesforce acquires FinAI agent platform for $3.6 billion. ServiceNow faces an immediate choice on whether to release its own resolution benchmarks or concede ground in upcoming RFPs. The 76% figure sets a new baseline that forces every help desk vendor to reprice human escalation paths within existing contracts. Mid-market buyers will demand similar autonomy clauses in the next two quarters, compressing implementation cycles across the category. Legacy vendors without native agents start shopping for acquisitions before their next earnings call. Nucor raises $66 million for AI agent employee identities. Enterprise security reviews now treat AI agents as new hire equivalents, complete with access revocation timelines and audit trails. This raises the bar for any team shipping autonomous workflows without pre-approved identity controls. Vendors lacking similar tooling will see deployment cycles extend by months as procurement adds dedicated agent governance checkpoints. The $300 million valuation already prices in mandatory adoption across regulated industries within 18 months, shifting budgets from model training to compliance infrastructure. Anthropic proposes advanced AI governance frameworks. OpenAI will have to match the transparency and evaluation standards or explain to policymakers why its own models skip comparable scrutiny. Worker support provisions in the framework create new cost baselines that smaller labs cannot absorb without raising API rates. The documents also quietly favor labs with existing safety teams, giving Anthropic an edge in any government procurement that adopts these criteria. Expect similar releases from competitors inside 90 days to stay in the conversation. Fable 5 120K system prompt leaked on GitHub. Those safety classifiers were designed to evolve in secret, yet the complete specification now sits in a public repo for anyone to benchmark against. Fine-tuning teams will score their models on the exact refusal triggers instead of guessing at categories. Smaller labs copy the structure directly now. Expect open-source projects to match Fable 5 consistency on edge cases within 9 months, undercutting any edge from keeping the rules internal and accelerating their next rewrite cycle. Multi-agent pack hunt jailbreak bypasses Fable 5. Coordinated agent swarms expose the limits of single-prompt classifiers faster than any solo attack ever could. Defenses built for single sessions break when multiple models trade partial answers. The practical response is heavier per-session logging and cross-agent correlation checks that Anthropic must now run at scale on every automated workflow. Those checks raise inference cost per query, so expect the programmatic credit price to climb within 2 quarters just to cover the added safety overhead. Claude billing shifts to programmatic credits June 15th. Separate credit pools let Anthropic charge agent runs at full API rates without touching consumer subscriptions. The move isolates high-volume automated traffic so it cannot keep pulling down per-token margins on the chat side. Smaller teams running continuous agents now see costs rise separately. Competitors face the same choice inside a year: keep unified billing and watch agent workloads erode their highest-margin product, or copy the split and explain two ledgers to users. Cyber experts urge reversal of Anthropic restrictions. Reversing the curbs would let foreign researchers contribute to U.S.-aligned safety benchmarks again. The administration's decision now determines whether allied labs stay inside the current evaluation ecosystem. Keeping them in place past next spring instead hands competing labs in Europe and Asia an uncontested period to build and validate sovereign alternatives without any U.S. input. Those alternatives then set their own access rules, reducing U.S. influence over the models that end up deployed in critical infrastructure worldwide. Anthropic meets White House on model security concerns. Export controls are no longer the main constraint. The talks center on whether Anthropic must now host separate model instances for each sanctioned region, a step that would double its infrastructure costs within 18 months. Smaller developers migrate first because they lack the legal teams to navigate per-country rules. That shift hands share to providers accepting fragmented deployments. Anthropic's single-stack model cannot survive the new compliance layer. Meta CTO calls AI reorg atrocious amid unrest. Andrew Bosworth's frank assessment masks a deeper problem. The 6,500-person unit has already lost its two lead architects to startups building competing agent frameworks. Retention offers failed because the reorg removed direct ownership over model decisions. Expect Google and OpenAI to accelerate their own internal agent teams while Meta rebuilds basic trust. The coding focus now looks like a distraction from the real capability gap. KPMG pulls agentic AI report over hallucinations. Client pushback on fabricated case studies has already triggered internal audits at every major consultancy. KPMG's move signals that future agentic AI publications will require third-party verification of every usage statistic before release. That requirement alone will delay industry benchmarks by at least 2 quarters and give smaller research outfits an opening to publish first. The credibility hit extends beyond one document. AI agents surpass humans in web traffic share. Cloudflare's traffic split means recommendation engines must now price impressions based on agent negotiation patterns instead of dwell time. Retailers lose the ability to A/B test human responses when over half their visitors arrive without cookies or intent signals. Watch Amazon's margin on sponsored products once agents start routing around paid placements entirely. The shift already forces ad networks to expose bidding APIs that agents can call directly,